Hazel Irvin here, and I'm at Mammoth Insurance in Leeds, where Kate has arranged an office chair race to fundraise for Sport Relief. And these riders have got their kit on. They are rearing to go. And they're off. Taking an early lead and smashing injustice right out of the park, it's Daphne from accounting riding the spreadsheet demon chair. Up comes Nina from HR on Beat Me and You're Fired, closely followed by Mark from marketing on the 9-to-5 chair. Even Javid from health and safety's at it, waving his clipboard like crazy. Go easy there, Javid. We don't want any injuries, fella. And from nowhere, it's Jenny on El Chero Loco, rolling right over poverty to cross the line first. And the crowd goes loco. Unbelievable. You can help change the world too. Just get your exclusive Sport Relief merchandise at your nearest Sainsbury's. Sport Relief. It's game on. This message was brought to you by Acast.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Old Bros. As usual, it's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Guys, next week we're going to be in Salt Lake City, guys. Come see us. We're going to record our episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey, the last episode of the season. We're really excited to be there, so come see us. Then the following month, we're going to Charleston to recap the first episode of the season of Real Housewives of New York. And the night before, we'll be in Orlando doing Summer Houses. So for tickets, go to watchitcrappens.com. There's ticket links there. There's also links to our store where you can get our new election shirt, Ben Ron 2020, Vote Hypocrite. And you can get our Crappens On Demand videos. This week, we've got Vanderpump Rules and probably a Summer House coming. So you can get all that stuff there. And thanks to everybody for that support. But now, it's a very important thing to announce. Summer House Day, everybody. It's Summer House
Day. Yay. Summer House. Oh, my God. This episode had me dying. It was like peak Carl, peak Lindsay, peak Jordan, peak Paige, peak everyone. Everyone was peak on this episode.
You're so peak.
Yeah. So peak
like
right now.
They would say on this show. You're so peak.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm peaking. Are you peaking? Yeah, I'm peaking, guys. I'm totally peaking.
Totally peaking. Do not fuck with me, bro. All right?
I just want to have fun. I just want to have fun. Stop. I'm trying to hit my peak, and you're just like, I'm just trying to have fun at my peak.
Get off my peak, bro.
Yeah.
I totally had my dick in that peak first, bro.
So the big cliffhanger from last week was that Carl broke up with Lindsay. And of course, he framed it as if he was doing her a favor, which he was not doing. But he broke up with her and she was pissed. So she went into the bathroom to cry, understandably. So that's where we are. Once again, we didn't even get our theme song. We didn't get our, you know, just went right to it.
My dog just changed positions. He's like, maybe it'll be less painful if I am hearing that from the couch instead of the floor. I'm going to try that out.
Yeah, I think someone thinks I'm having an exorcist in here.
And I didn't notice that Lindsay said when she was pissed off and leaving last week, leaving the scene. She's like, oh my God, now you're like more lifing me?
Yeah.
Once you more life me, I'm out of here.
I mean, that's the realest thing Lindsay's ever said. I mean, there are a lot of times I'm like, who is this girl? But at that moment, I really connected with her.
Don't more life me, you fuck. And then Lindsay's sobbing in the bathroom, and it's 7-Eleven, which is like supposed to be a lucky number, you tricky editors.
I know. It's so cruel to like show footage of Lindsay, but also footage of naturals. Those are just two concepts that don't match.
Mm-hmm. And Carl's like, oh, fucking crazy. That's fucking so crazy.
Goes yeah. To the stream. So then downstairs, you may have forgotten that the gang is preparing for truly the worst potluck seen on television since, I mean, like a potluck that's worse than anything the Food Network has thrown at us with the kitchen or whatever they do. This is the worst potluck. And Luke is continuing to babble on about this tuna salad. I mean, he was talking about it last week. He's like, hey, save some room for my tuna salad. Oh, I got a tuna salad coming through. Guess what? Is everyone excited for a Minnesota tuna salad? Yeah. So this week, he's down there still talking. He's like, yeah, put, you know, cheese and celery and onion and mayo and mustard. Sometimes I put tinfoil in there if I'm feeling up for a challenge. Don't microwave it, though. Don't.
Gum. Toothpicks. Gum. You know, nickels. It's great. It's like my mom's recipe.
Red Hots, Cool Hots. We got Cool Hots in Minnesota, actually. So we put Cool Hots in there.
Only cool Ikes. I don't like cool Mikes. So I separate the Mikes out of the Ike and Mikes. And I just put some Ikes in there.
The Mikes. What I do is I cut a bunch of M&Ms in half. So that way they're just M's. And I put them in there, too.
So Amanda's sitting outside drunk. And she's like, oh, my God. What did she say? She's like, I don't know, Kyle. Like, I don't know why I'm this anymore. And he's like, you need to develop addictions, babe. I need to develop some addictions. She's like, hobbies, babe. I need to develop hobbies, Kyle.
So we just gonna like disregard my addiction to making guacamole? I thought that was kind of my thing. So thanks, Kyle.
So Kyle's giving a hand job to the kitchen faucet, and Carl comes down like, more life. Like chugging fireballs to get attention from the boys. So they'll be like, yeah. What's wrong, Carl?
Exactly. It totally reminded me of like some sort of like middle school moment, you know, like, oh, I'm sad right now. I want everyone's attention. Look at me. I'm damaged and hurt. So I'm drinking fireball to draw my sorrows away.
I'm so damaged right now, you guys. Even though I totally just victimized somebody. All right, feel bad for me. Drinking some Fireball.
Yeah. Lindsay and I, we had a good conversation. Friends, man. Friends, okay? I mean, she basically said, I heard her. We went this way. Carl's pulling a UE this way. But the funny thing is, it was more of a K-turn. So, joke's on her. Yeah, more life.
Then she dissed more life, which is unforgivable. Like, she didn't like more life. Whatever, dude. And Amanda's like, oh my God, let's go and check on her. So she's
like, get the rosé. It's an emergency.
He goes, well, guess what, Lindsay? Like, this direction is fun, but I like this direction better. So,
Yeah, apparently Lindsay is like a huge fan of the seminal boy band One Direction. And I'm not really about that life. I'm about more life. You know what I'm saying? It's for you. They'll be on my comedy album.
Mm-hmm.
Carl does.
I'm like, why is it 98 degrees in here? And why do I fucking love it?
Right? You know what? It's one of those days where boys have to become men, right? Boys to men, everyone.
I just don't feel like we're in sync. So.
No.
bye, bye, bye.
Right. I had to make a soul decision about this, and that's where we're at, you know, bro. Just had a calling.
So Jules joins the girls for the Lindsay sob fest, and she's like, oh my god, thank you for checking on me, you guys. Like, I mean, like, right now we're friends, and like, I was at a girl at Berry's today, and Hannah goes, in front of you? And she's like, I was there. I mean, like, that right there is jeopardizing the relationship. That right there.
Yeah. And Lindsay's like, yeah, I'm upset. It's hard. And Amanda's hugging her. She goes, it's okay to cry. I cry all the time. I'm in a terrible dead-end relationship that I can't get myself out of because there's a comfortable bed in it for me. So I just cry, and it's amazing. It makes you feel good for a little bit until you have to cry again. So just cry. Let it out. Yeah.
I hope that Carl gets a really nice car to help soften the blow. It really does help.
I'm like, don't know if it's going to go back the way it was. Like, who's going to be with me to take stupid photos at Lexus dealerships now? Who's going to do that for me?
And Hannah's like, Hannah gives the worst advice ever, by the way. Hannah's like, don't worry, it'll go back. Like, who cares? That's not what you tell her. You tell her, get rid of that fucking loser. Why would you even be friends with somebody who treats you that way? Fuck that guy. Get him kicked off the show. Let's get someone hotter in here, okay? I've already done this one model. Okay, I'm done with him. Let's get somebody else.
Yeah, like, please, just a note to everyone in New York City. Please don't like regret or pine for a friendship with Carl. Just don't do that. Don't go down that path. All you're gonna get out of it is a pancake and an Instagram opportunity.
So Carl's like, okay, all right, let's get these guys going. All right, that's enough of feeling bad for like the true victim here, me. All right, let's get some sausages cooking. All right.
Yeah, let's do that.
He's alone with Kyle, grilling, and he's like, dude, bro, thank you for helping me out with Lindsay, because that was crazy. It's fucking crazy. He's like, I had to push you, bro. Like, could you imagine if you had sex with her?
Yeah. I mean, thank God you only finger banged her without kissing. I mean, otherwise this would have been a total disaster, right? Right?
Murder, bro. Murder. It would have been murder, bro.
So then now there's like a montage of everyone getting ready for dinner, which meant that we got the classic Summer House jam. Hey, la, 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 la. Hey, la, 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 la. I'm like, thanks for this montage of people like getting napkins and like pulling plates out. Thank you. Thank you, producers.
The biggest drama of the episode, Hannah going, we forgot the bagel bites. We forgot the bagel bites. Oh, they're okay. They're okay. They're actually okay.
What is this potluck? Okay, there's burgers, a tuna salad, bagel bites, a giant sausage.
It's basically a giant fuck you to Weight Watchers, is what it is.
It's, yeah, it's and a pot bad luck.
Yeah, it's everything so, I'm not allowed to eat. Womp womp. That's what WW stands for, the new Weight Watchers. Womp womp.
Womp womp. Seriously. So they're all down there at the table, but Lindsay's not there yet. So they're like, I wonder what Lindsay's ETA is. And Carl goes, oh, a quarter to never. Like, dude, you just broke up with her. Don't mock her for like having an emotional moment. And don't make me stand up for Lindsay either, by the way.
He's trying to make it like he's the victim. It's so funny. So Hannah's eating a sausage, and Luke and Hannah are flirting, of course. He's like, well, you can take that whole thing. Wow, you go, girl. You wanna go bowling? Come on.
Yeah.
And so Amanda's like, what did everyone make so we can judge him?
I made tuna salad, everyone. Did you hear? I made a tuna salad. It's my mom's recipe.
He went with shells and macaroni. She goes, they're called shell balls, Kyle.
Just please, Kyle, tell me it's decent, okay? Even if you have to lie, just tell me it's good. I mean, I need it to be good, Kyle. This is like my one insecurity in life. I'm like, I am a beautiful, beautiful man who can get any girl I want. I can do anything I can in the world. But my one kryptonite is bad tuna salad. Just please tell me it's good. Please.
So Jules is like, I made the chili. My grandfather bought a hamburger joint in Chicago. And then he introduced chili to Chicago. And Lindsay just like barges in and ruins the story.
Jules actually has an incredibly fascinating backstory about, because we went to Cincinnati and we had the famous Cincinnati chili. We had it at Skyline, not at Gold Star, but those like the two competing things. So Jules starts telling the story like, yeah, my dad kind of started, it's like at a culinary cultural, you know, milestone for Cincinnati. Hi, I'm better now.
Oh, I thought it was in Chicago.
No, Cincinnati. Remember the Cincinnati chili we had?
Oh, yeah, that is famous there. Because I was thinking, is chili famous in Chicago? I've never heard that before. But whatever, Jules, you're cute. So, you know, go for it.
But like, Lindsay just barges right in during her like character development.
Yeah, Lindsay just ruins it. And she's like, and Chicago became famous for chili.
So it was this really special moment. I remember the last time I saw my grandfather, he told me, hi.
My grandfather is living the American dream. He came to America and said, you know what America needs? To fart more. And that's where our family business, Gold Star Chili, came from.
So Carl eating a chili is like, Jules, high five. Good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. And he gives her like a high five. It's just so annoying. So Carl.
And Amanda's like, Jordan, what did you make? And he's like, I made the soggy sweet potato fries. I'm like, of course you made a limp fucking. Of course you did.
Amanda's like, too much olive oil. Yeah, I was afraid there was too much olive oil. I learned the recipe actually from Julia Child herself. Yeah, not from when I was a young boy, but she actually came to me in a dream and said, here's a recipe I never got to make in my book, but I want to give it to you, Jordan. So I tried to make it, be faithful to her, but I think I was so caught up with an erection I had in the kitchen that I wasn't paying attention to how much olive oil I was pouring on that recipe. Oops.
Sorry, I'm just reminiscing about the first time that Julia Child touched me with a spatula on my cornhole. What were we talking about again?
By the way, also, I liked when Jules was telling about her grandfather and how he started up this famous Cincinnati chili. And she goes, well, I know where I get my entrepreneurial blood from. I'm like, what do you do again, by the way? What?
Sticker designer. I'm a sticker designer. So.
Like last time I saw you were sitting in cafes face-time with your mom. Is that a business you started?
Stickers.
FaceTime Jules' mom?
Gold Star stickers. It's like, that's been done before.
I invented stars. The network, the celestial body, or the concept of celebrity, because those have all been here before.
Stickers. So Lindsay's like, I wanted to make my crazy salad, but I couldn't because I was having too many conversations.
Well, sorry, Lindsay, you weren't able to put those three ingredients together.
You couldn't cut up three balls of something and put them on a plate. Come on.
Please don't caprese shame us right now. Like, literally, you could even have done a deconstruct. You could have just grabbed a pile of basil, grabbed it, the mozzarella, and grabbed a tomato and thrown it on a plate and said, do you yourself deconstruct it?
Yeah. I don't have too many conversations. And Carl goes, oh, really?
Yeah, in case you forgot, Carl, you just broke up with her. I don't know if you remember that. That is something you did.
So I think Carl is on the defensive because he's ready for Lindsay to come for him at dinner, and she's not at all. She's like being totally fine and totally cool. She's not being a drama queen. She's like,
yeah,
I mean, she just said that thing, but it wasn't, you know, she wasn't coming for him.
She's not being a drama queen. She just fully passive aggressively threw Carl under the bus for her caprese salad, absence thereof.
Well, I mean, for Lindsay, that's not much, you know?
Yeah, that's not bad. And deserved, but deservedly so, yeah. I should add.
So Carl's like, let's give a toast, all right? And Carl's like, oh, stand up if you're going to toast, my man. Yeah, stand up, gents, stand up.
God, I really wish I had a caprese salad right now to wash down this toast, but go on, yeah.
We may butt heads at times, but at least we're all one big happy family. And Amanda goes, because we're butt heads, Kyle. Yeah. This is drunk Amanda. I love drunk Amanda and just like her dad jokes and like her cruelty about other people's limp fries.
And she doesn't stop there this episode. So Kyle's like, so long story short, big happy family, bye lover boy. So Jules is like, well, I guess they're asking Jules what's going on with her and Jordan. I don't remember how this came up, but she says that they're in a good place. And Hannah's like, oh yeah? Would you take her home to mom? And so Jordan's like, yeah, I would definitely take Jules home to Sherry Veroy. She's met many of my girlfriends, including Kendall, Kylie, and Kendall Jenner. Yes.
Faye Dunaway was her favorite.
Oh, she just loved Faye. But I'll tell you who she loved the most. Kathy Moriarty. Wow, what a pistol. Sad that one didn't work out.
He's like, yeah, we're in a good place. And Jules goes, yeah, we're happy. And Hannah goes, oh, yeah. So then Jordan's like, yeah, you know, I can't wait to bring her home to mom. And Jules is like, we're not ready, but I'm honestly flattered. He's so sweet. We can work on the sex life, right? Right?
tell us more about Chili. I like the way you carry yourself. I mean, laying in bed with you is super nice. Isn't that funny that I said the way you carry yourself and laying in bed? That's two different states of being. Wow.
And Carl and Kyle are laughing because he's just laying in bed. And Lindsay's like, can you name her out that sausage? And Lucas's like, yeah, that's why I like her. You know, Hannah, I knocked on your door last night.
Hannah's like, why did you knock? That's so aggressive. We haven't even gone on a date yet. Oh, well, you know, I needed to get your thoughts on if I should start marinating my tuna salad the night before. Actually, it was a totally benign question. But anyway, I figured it out myself.
She's like, well, I don't feel guilty about Armand, okay? Now that I know how he really feels about me.
Yeah,
you know, because, I mean, like, who? She, you know, because some drunk girl at a party told you.
Yeah, it's from Lindsay.
Yeah.
I think she was looking for a way out of Armand, because I think she's like, well, I could be dating a guy who talks like he's in the Witness Protection Program, or I could be dating a male model. So...
He did have a really good scene at the end of Star Wars, though. Luke, this is Armand. I have brought you some coffee.
Imagine if Darth Vader did that. If, like, we just didn't see all of Darth Vader. Like, we, like, maybe we should see the other side of Darth Vader that's like, all right, before we destroy this planet, I got everyone some lattes. Put them on the table here.
Yeah. Andy, which is actually like, what, hey, Darth Vader. Vader, you get new tits or what?
He's like, you know what, Andy? It was all in the editing, and I was really fucked over by the editors.
My friends actually can vouch that I actually am a fun person. I'm great with ping pong. Of course, I manipulate the ball with the force, but that's neither here nor there.
Hannah's like, I'll be the judge of that.
Hannah's like, hey, Darth Vader, way to go. Way to play bad ping pong, Darth Vader, huh? So Hannah and Luke, they're being flirtatious, and they're talking about how Luke is going to take Hannah out on a date, and Carl, the biggest cock block, because he can't just be miserable alone. He's like, well, you know that Hannah's seeing someone, right? Like, seriously, I mean, answer the fucking question, dude. You know that, right? You know that, right? Right?
And Luke doesn't care, obviously, right?
No.
Luke just laughs, and Carl's like, answer the fucking question, dude. And Carl's like super aggressive, and Luke goes, wow. And Lindsay says, chug a bottle of water, girl. Chug a bottle of water, girl. He's like, I asked you a question. Jeez, God.
It's called O-N-1. If it was called O-N-1, why isn't there an E? Isn't one spelled O-N-E? Like, seriously, everyone? High five. High five, Amanda. High five. Great job.
Drink a bottle of water, girl. Drink a bottle of water. And Carl goes, oh, no, Lindsay. Okay? We're friends. Okay? We're friends. Like, he's trying to break up with her again. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, because he's pouring himself more around. By the way, that's not the appropriate answer to drink a bottle of water.
I know.
We're friends.
He's just going to break up with her in every sentence.
Yeah, so she's like, not with me. Don't activate me because you have not seen me activated, okay?
Honestly, obviously, you're mistaken me for somebody who gives a shit. We're broken up, by the way. We're just friends.
Carl, don't torpedo this lovely tuna salad and chicken sausage caprese salad-less dinner, okay?
That is ridiculous. All right, that's late. That's fucking late, Lindsay, all right?
I like how you made him sound sort of like an air pump. So then Lindsay is like, she just leaves the table, and Carl's like, Whatever. I don't care. Don't care. Didn't want a Caprese anyway. Didn't want one anyway.
I'm telling that Caprese, when it comes to the table, that we're just friends, and that's it.
And Lindsay goes inside and goes, he's on one. He's on one.
What is he freaking out about? And Amanda's like, oh, he wants to be with you, but now he can't be with you, and now he's mad. I'm so mad at him right now.
And Amanda's like, you know what? Kyle got cold feet, and like, I want to give up on Kyle so many times, but he's like lucky that I was willing to wait and that I have no self-worth. He's lucky.
Yeah,
lucky.
Congrats on that prize. Wow. So Hannah's like, did it end bad for you guys or what, Carl? And he's like, oh, ended great for me.
It was great until I found out there'd be no Caprese salad at dinner, which I thought was honestly a letdown. I mean, she's punishing all of us for her own breaking up with me, because she broke up with me in this case. I'm damaged. Yeah.
No Caprese, me no Dady. All right, more life, right? On one.
My favorite tennis player, Jennifer Capraziotti. Yeah.
So then in the kitchen, Jordan tells Hannah, he's like, Hannah, you've got, what does she have on her back? You got burned on your back. Oh, sunburned.
He's yeah.
Like, Hannah, you got sunburned on your back. Reminds me of the time I met Bruce Willis in the Alps, and I was laying down getting a blowjob from one of the little igloo ladies, and then we went surfing on the moon together, and Demi Moore came down and said, don't touch my man, and Bruce Willis was like, sorry, and we all laughed and laughed.
It was a hilarious, hilarious time. We got along so well together. We actually took a road trip. Yeah. We took a road trip to Los Angeles. And we got a flat tire at the Grand Canyon. And lo and behold, Bette Midler was there with a wrench. She'd just gotten out of car training. And she fixed it all for us. So we drove with Bette Midler. And then she sang a song to us. We dropped her off. Never saw her again. But we'll always remember her.
So then Lindsay is sobbing in the closet. I guess so no one will bother her in the bathroom. I'm not sure, but she's in the closet.
Yeah,
now.
She's changed rooms. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, she's changed small confined faces, spaces to sob in.
Yeah. And the gang is planning to go out, as we know this because Kyle goes, hey, all you needle dicks, let's go to Southampton Social, which is apparently the only place to go. Oh, I heard that Julon is closed. That's why we're not seeing much of Julon. It's closed. Oh. So there's that.
Yeah, there you go.
In case anyone was wondering, Lindsay's great PR did the trick.
Oh, Julon. Julon. Hub House.
Poor Julon. Hub House. How's that Julon account going? Carl, don't activate me. Don't activate my dead account.
Sorry, we were working on the baby strollers account.
What was that baby thing she was working on?
Baby tacos.
Baby tacos. I got the baby taco contract. Wah, wah, wah.
That's right, the baby strollers. That was from like 2 weeks ago. I'd forgotten about yeah. That one.
It's like, Victoria, she just says we really need to get on the social for baby strollers. Or whatever that.
I mean, let's face it. Lindsay is basically Mad Libs, right? I'm really feeling plump about the fish tanks that are in the corduroy.
Victoria's like, got it. I'm on it.
So now it's party time. Everyone's like dancing around, getting ready to go out. And Jules checks in on Lindsay. And Lindsay's like crying. And she's like, Jules, I can't be around this guy. I've been activated and I can't be unactivated.
Do not let him stop you from having fun. Look, we'll get separate Ubers. It's like, no, yeah. I'm not here.
So Kyle's like, where's Hub House? Now even Kyle's calling her Hub House, which I do not approve of. And he's like trying to tell her that everything's gonna be okay, but she's like, no, I'm gonna stay home and think about the Caprese salad that I almost made until I had too many conversations.
So they leave Lindsay. And Jules and Jordan are making out with a party, and Lindsay's like, I'm going to bed in a leopard fanny pack. Try to stop me, somebody.
Lindsay basically is like, I'm going to fall asleep on top of my bed, so I'm not, like, really sleeping. So that way if someone comes in to, like, convince me one more time to go to Southampton Social, then I'll be like, fine. But then, like, no one goes in to, like, be like, Lindsay, don't sleep.
I know. No one goes to bed in their leopard fanny pack, okay? She's like,
surely somebody that I care about is going to come in here and say something like, Carly, no.
And he doesn't.
Yeah, like her legs were like hanging off the side. It was like she was sitting on the edge of her bed and then she like went to sleep in a position that was like not a natural sleep position. She's like, well, someone's going to wake me up soon. I'll just get in position for a few hours.
So boom, they're home again because they can't shoot anymore.
They can shoot at Southampton Social, I think. But I think that the producers are like, no one wants to see Southampton Social. So
yeah,
we're back.
So Hannah and Luke are flirting and she's like, oh, your pants are kind of tight tonight, right? And he's like, when is it Bay Fair? She's like, no. And then she just
remember
goes
that time I made tuna salad? Want to talk about the salad by the fire? Want to roast the toast? Hey, have you ever roasted tuna salad on a fire? Want to try that?
Hannah's playing hard to get, but she doesn't realize I play the long game, right?
I'm a meal model.
Meal model, long game. So yeah. Jordan and Jules are making out in bed, and she's like, I'm sexually selfish. She goes, oh, yes, ma'am.
Reminds me of the time when I had sex with Barbara Bush, senior, that is. Wow. That's all I have to say about that.
I was like, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? And then she mentioned going to dinner with Ann Richards. Oh, my God. Splooged all over the kitchen counter.
Talk about a bipartisan effort. So,
talk about a bipartisan effort. I was doubly hard on that one.
I was so hard. I was hard for both of them.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for...
Whatever job you're searching for, you can find it on LinkedIn. First jobs, flexible jobs, work from home on a Friday jobs, advertising jobs, accounting jobs, HR, PR, even ER jobs, 9-to-5 jobs, 5-to-9 jobs. You decide your time jobs, banking jobs, building jobs, get back on your feet jobs, international jobs, local jobs, let me have a lie in jobs, and even voiceover jobs, which is how I ended up recording this ad. Search millions of jobs on LinkedIn and find one meant for you.
Warm for a while, 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though as we head through the week across all areas. Have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto 5-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
Buck Rappin's commercial. So then we cut to Kyle and Amanda's bed, and they're like, Kyle, you want to fuck? Kyle. And then Carl is in the kitchen with Luke, and he's like, I'm going to take off my shirt. Yeah. Dude, should I go to the gym?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, should I go to the gym? And I mean, Luke doesn't care. In the beginning, by the way, beginning of the season when we looked at the trailer, I was like, fuck this male model, dude, who rides on a motorcycle and does jewelry. Like, what a douchebag. But then in the context of Carl and watching how hard Carl tries and how, like, Luke has that effortless swagger that comes with just being super hot and getting everything you've wanted your whole life, it's kind of just hilarious watching Carl just
try
to flex.
Carl just unravels.
Just trying
so hard. And it's so sad. Perfect. I know. It's like watching some old guy on the street like get mad at the kids on the bikes, you know? Like, oh, these kids on their bicycles.
So Carl's talking to Luke about Sarah from Barry's. And he's like, can I tell you something for real? Can I tell you something for real? Don't fuck with me, okay? Don't fuck with me. I am wearing very tight white pants. Don't fuck with me.
And he slams the table. He's like, do not fuck with me. I said, do not. He's like,
you don't want to see me activated.
He's like, all right, well, I'm going to go to bed. And he's like, for real? I mean, for real? He's like, good chat. Good chat. Right?
Good chat. There's some leftover tuna salad in the fridge if you get hungry later. So Carl's like, Sarah told me that Luke asked her to go rock climbing. Like, as a first date. Like, dude, don't talk to a girl that another guy is talking to. Also, who goes rock climbing?
Like, what are you going to be like, look, I'm on a rock. Well, you're on a rock too. Like, do not trust him. Do not trust. Like,
you took Paige out for a pancake. You know, Carl is not one to talk when it comes to etiquette and, like, gentlemanly things.
Yeah, Sarah. Trying to steal girls.
Yeah.
So funny. So then the next morning, Carl gets up and Lindsay comes in with four coffees. He's like, oh, hey. And she just ignores him. So he goes down to the kitchen to follow her. And she's just ignoring him. And he's like, hey. Mm-hmm. I said, hey. She's like,
I have nothing to say to you, Carl. All right. You're basically Julon to me. All right.
Well, just say hi.
Okay. Hi.
Thanks. You know what's the worst? Rock climbing. Am I right, Linz? Am I right? Oh, you're still not talking to me.
Oh, you woke up with hair all over your face today. So sexy.
Yeah, that reminds me of a young Maria Shriver. I remember waking up next to her. We were on the beach. It was a beach off the shores of Atlantis. We were there, the real island, before it sank. Wow,
first time, first time I came inside Kathy Bates. Really sexy weekend.
I remember taking romantic strolls with Cameron Manheim on Rehoboth Beach. Wow.
And they tried to bone at some point, right? And he couldn't again. And
she was like, it's too hot.
Oh, it's too hot. And so Jules is like,
I feel so bad for Jordan. He must be so embarrassed. I just want to hug him and tell him it's going to be okay.
That's how I felt about Jules when she said she couldn't take the subway because it didn't accept Apple Pay.
Bless her heart. So Carl's like, is this coffee for me? And Carl's like, that's from Lindsay. So if she's good with you, you could probably have one, but I wouldn't. And Carl's like, look, I'm drinking it. I'm drinking it.
I mean, she's mad about like something. I'm like, really? Something? You broke up with her. Remember? Yeah. Remember when you said you were going to actually work to make, you're going to like commit to her and try to make this work. And then a week later you broke up. That's what she's mad about.
And she comes in. She's like, are you talking about me? Glenn, Glenn.
Oh, should we have a conversation, Lindsay? Cause like, I just want to be happy cause we're friends.
And she's like, and we're friends and don't ever talk to me that way, girl.
My bad. I fucked up. Lindsay, I got drunk. I blacked out. I got mad. I'm pretty sure I probably had a caprese salad, right? Like, we didn't have a potluck without that, right? I can't remember. I blacked out.
I'm saying, I don't want to talk to you while I'm this angry. How's that? And he goes, Lindsay, I'm sorry.
So back to Jules and Jordan are still cuddling.
Whoa. You look really cute. You're like a young Kathy and Jimmy in here.
Want to come back next weekend?
And Hannah comes in and she goes, really? In my bed? Ugh.
Sorry, we just had hot sexual intercourse right on your bed. Guess you'll have to change the sheets on account of all the sex that happened right now.
So everybody's getting ready, I guess, to leave? Yeah, everybody's getting ready to leave.
It's city time. So they pack up and everything, and then we get a Trixie Monocle segue into New York City. We're all rock stars in our own way, in our own way.
Yeah, that's like that song, Everybody's Beautiful, that Christina Aguilera. You are beautiful. No, you're only singing this to ugly people. Stop, okay? I don't like it. It's offensive. I take offense when people are like, Ronnie, I'm going to sing this song to you. You are beautiful. It's like, what the hell? What are you, cutting me out of a trailer? Leave me alone.
And then we see Jordan and Jules on a date.
Oh, serious question. Would you ever want to take me, Jordan, to Jordan? Get it? See what I did there? That's a little comedy I learned from Bobcat Goldthwait. Not the comedian, an actual Bobcat named Goldthwait, who I could communicate with because I learned the power of animal communication when I fell and hit my rock once while trying to save Barbara Bush.
She's like, do not ever assume things, Mr. Roy.
And he's like, Mr. Roy, that turns me on. It's gone. All right. It's
gone. So Lindsay's FaceTiming her dad. Daddy Fred. Oh, Dad, you like my glasses? They're like blue light blockers. Yeah, I like a blue light blocker. Yeah.
I got glasses just like yours, like that you wore when I was a kid, when you had your porn stars.
And she's like, my parents got divorced when I was like 3, and my mom sucks, but my dad is great.
Well, it's like really hard to find guys who are like just as cool as my dad was because he was so good to me. And like, it's like he's like really took care of me in a way that no one else has. And like, I don't think I've had anyone since maybe like Everett who's like treated me well like that.
So then we go over to Smash Studios. Well, Kyle. Oh.
I was trying to play the Everett music, but instead it turned into just a very serious transition.
I was like, wow. Trixie Monocle's depressing today. We transitioned to Kyle, like, calling to see how that meeting at Whole Foods went. Yeah, we're in Whole Foods. Yeah. Then we're over at Smash Studios.
Yeah. Hannah, she doesn't just have a burn on her back. She has a burn in her podcast name, Burning in Hell. And she's recording her her podcast with Drake Bell, who Hannah says is, he's a god to us millennials, just full of so much personality, as you can see right here. Look at all this huge personality. If Blazers were personality, he is nothing but personality.
Cannot speak, but he does have a pompadour. Glad we got him on an audio show.
He looks like a rooftop in Santorini, but wow, he is just brimming with life of so many things to almost say.
Hey, Drake, can you speak Spanish? And he's like, Poco. She's like, oh my God. Who is this guy?
He was a Nickelodeon star.
Oh, jeez. Get over Drake yourself,
and, like,
Drake.
Drake and Josh or something like that. Or it's just, of the famous Drakes, he's the one that's not as interesting. So,
yeah, you don't say.
Yeah, I would say I rank Drake first, then Francis Drake, maybe, just because at least he explored things. But I'm sure it was problematic, so maybe we'll take him down. And then comes this Drake.
Okay. Yeah, his hair's stupid. Okay, so that's what I have to say about him. They do their podcast, and Paige comes in. She's like, sorry, I didn't bring you coffee, but I don't know you.
I love that she just goes in and just nags the famous person. She's like, I don't know you. Hannah says you're a god to millennials, but, like, I'm a god to coffee, so sorry.
She's like, okay, I'll sit on your stupid podcast. All right. Okay, are you done talking? Oh, you never talk? Okay. All right, get out of here, stupid hair. All right, get out.
I see you like to also dress for less as well. Where is that from, Ross? He's like, I love Gucci. Oh, wouldn't know that.
They start to, he leaves with his stupid hair. God. He leaves like, and he really, takes his stupid hair with him.
Just go away. Mm. So then Paige is like, okay, tell me literally everything that happened. I'll tell you what happened with me and Perry. We sat under that giant clock in his living room, and we watched old episodes of Hill Street Blues, and it was terrible. I want to drink with you guys more.
Well, I feel like Drake got nervous when we walked in. She goes,
that is so cute. I love having that effect on men. So tell me literally everything.
She's like, well, Jordan, the hurricane came. He slept with Jules, but there was drama about sex because, like, Amanda was like, did you or did you not have a working penis? Like, seriously, no one cares about the sex. It's just like, did he lie about it or not? And Jules really liked him. So I guess that's it, really. Oh, and Luke, I'm going on a date with my boyfriend, Luke. It's like,
oh my God, I knew this was going to happen, but I also want to point something else out. When I asked you what was going on with your boyfriend, the one you said was Luke.
Oh, well, okay.
Like, I'm done with Armand. I'm done. Like,
Armand is, I'm done. Paige is like, well, it's like, what's going on with you and Perry?
Well, you know, it's just like been very low key and chilled, and I'm like really zen right now, which I know is exactly what people love on a reality show. So, guess what? I'm coming back. I'm gonna drink. I'm gonna be like, have a beer and be like, I'm wasted, and then I'm gonna cry somewhere.
Yeah, she's like, I like him, but like it's moving fast, and I want to slow down, which means getting drunk with my friends. Yeah. So then Luke is in his black fedora, waiting for his date with Hannah.
Ooh. Yeah. So they show up, Hannah shows up in like a black top of some sort, and he's like, oh, I see you got that black memo, huh? Because you're wearing black and I'm wearing black and we're wearing black together. So it's almost like there was someone who wrote a memo that said, hey, future person going on a date with Luke, wear black. It's almost like that memo got sent to you and you got it, right?
Yeah, you got the Stevie Nicks memo? Okay, well, at least you're wearing black. I'll be Stevie. You be the rest
All
of
right.
them. But how could you treat me like that? Blah. I'm so mad at you.
Like a landslide. You know what also goes down like a landslide? People who go into this bar take the slide.
Yeah, so I know these two are going to be a cute couple because I'm really bored watching them. And that's how cute couples are. You're like, please die.
So. Yeah, they go to basically like a hipster Dave and Buster's, and they play all these games like ping pong and bowling and skee ball. And Hannah basically kicks Luke's ass with everything. She's like, how does it feel to lose to me? Okay. No, Luke, you threw the skee ball at the basketball. No, Luke, no. Okay. All right. No, that ping pong ball is not for skee ball. No, Luke.
I feel like it's a place like Susan Sarandon would open, you know? Like, I'm older, but I'm still sexy and ain't young a man. Oh, ping pong. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she has that ping pong club.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That
Carol went to with Adam.
Yeah. Oh, I love ping pong.
And she didn't pick up any of the balls. They would just hit balls all around, and then they just, like, let them sit there.
Yeah.
So bad.
Monster. Carol, you're a monster.
Yeah. So, so they're playing and Luke he's like, I'm smitten with Hannah. You know, I'm really smitten. You know, our connection is not just about hooking up. It's deeper than that. It's about hooking up. Okay.
It's about fucking plain old fucking and Instagram videos. You know, those are fun.
You know, skee ball.
Mm-hmm. So he tries to get a kiss and she's like, no, not rejecting you. Just like not tonight. And he's like, oh, I'm cool keeping it casual. Let's see how you feel after I rock climb. All right. See you later.
I did love that, though, when, like, he went in for the kiss and she wouldn't give it to him. There's just something so great about turning away a male model. I mean, because, you know, I feel like it will eventually happen. But I love that, like, not letting the male model just get everything he wants, even though he will get what he wants ultimately. I don't know. It made me happy.
Yeah.
Just let me have my moment.
Have it. Enjoy it. Thank you. Seeing pretty people get everything because I feel like that's like the circle of life, you know? There's like a lottery. You won it. Get everything for free. What do you need me to do for you? Do you want me to fill your car up with gas? You earned it by doing nothing, as it should be.
It's like I simultaneously love Luke's pretty person privilege when it's like in the context of Carl, but then I also love when his pretty person privilege gets turned on its face in the case of Hannah, like, not kissing him. Like, I just like it both ways.
Yeah. Okay. You can have that.
Thanks.
Both ways. Both ways, Ben.
Yeah.
So then we go over to Away You song, my favorite. And Carl and Kyle are packing Lover Boy. I'm going to earn my keep by driving with you to the Hamptons and, like, stopping at a gas station with you with some Lover Boy in the trunk. Well.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go, like, we're going to go to Hamptons early to try to sell some Lover Boy to a gas station. So here we go.
So they go, everyone's driving out to the Hamptons, and Kyle and Carl come out of, like, a gas station or whatever, and Carl's like, big news, I sold 10 cases SQ in Montauk, and now that I've sold some, we're going to Southampton Social to sell some more. Woo!
Yeah. And then Jordan is in the car with Paige and Hannah, and he's like, did you have a good time with Perry, Hannah? How'd that go? Did you have a good time with Perry? And she's like, yeah, now we're going to have girls' night. And Danielle's coming again, this time on the train. So, you know, Danielle's back to her old tricky ways.
Yeah, technically the jitney, but yeah, basically they put her onto public transportation. Some things never change, you know?
So they talk about Anna's date, and she's like, oh, he knows I like games, so I got to beat him at a bunch of games and stuff. And she tells them, things have changed with me and Armand. Dun, dun, dun.
Literally, dun, dun, dun. They're done. And Hannah is like, I just don't want to be tied down. I mean, making out with male models is just way more on brand for me.
So here we are, back to the Hampies.
Yeah, they're back. They're back there. Paige is like, oh my God, I missed our room. And everyone's showing up. And Lindsay's like, do you guys have some open rosé? I want to go straight to the rosé.
And let's see what else happens here.
This is what you missed, okay? Paige, this is what you missed. Carl put me back in the friend zone. He did an about face. And then he was like, we're friends, okay? So he is on one.
Mm-hmm.
On one. Mm-hmm. On one.
I'm feeling zone is going overnight. So then Carl tells him about his skew order. He's like saying skew. He's like, we got a 10 case per skew order. Yeah, skew, skew, skew. And Lizzie's like, wow, you got the skew contract. And then they hear a noise outside, and it's a motorcycle.
And it's like loud and obnoxious. And normally I would hate that. Like, I would hate it. But again, just watching Carl get so mad was perfect, because it's basically Luke showing up on this motorcycle. He's got a little bandana around his neck. He's like, hey, man, I took my motorcycle. I bought this by modeling for Chicken of the Sea. So use that money to get this motorcycle. And here I am. And Carl's like, dude.
Try much, bro.
Yeah. He's like, did you see the way he walks when he got off that motorcycle? His legs are like wide, and he walks with a strange gait. Who does he think he is? Me? Seriously.
Who loves the guy with bow legs? Oh, everybody. All right, never mind. Oh, I'm going to fuck that guy up later. Oh. So then Amanda's like, girls' night starts now, Kyle.
And Lindsay has the funniest announcement. This is such a Danielle announcement. Because, guys, Danielle made the jitney. it's like up there with it's a boy, you know.
So we get girls' night and boys' night, just like it's Vanderpump Rules. So the girls are meeting and having girls' night in their PJs and ordering Italian food, and the boys are gonna hit some balls in a batting cage.
Yeah. So the guys are driving off to the batting cage, and I believe it was, Jordan tells the guys, like, by the way, I have some news that I heard. I was talking on the phone with my dear friend Liz Smith, and she said, I have some gossip for you. Turns out, Hannah had did things with Armand. Can you believe that? And Carl goes, What?
How'd the date with Hannah go?
He's asking Luke.
Yeah, okay. And Luke's like, yes. Uncertain. And he's like, but are you trying to date her? And he's like, uncertain. He goes, well, just know that she's our friend. And if you hurt her, there's going to be a problem. Like, you didn't just make Lindsay cry for a whole weekend.
Yeah. Carl is like basically trying to be the villain in an 80s teen comedy. But like, it was like an 80s teen comedy that never made it into theaters. Like, just was not good enough.
He's like, I've just called mom and dad. They could be coming home early, possibly. Did not get through to them. It actually went to voicemail, and my movie has been canceled. So,
Carl's teen movie is that he had a party, but nothing went wrong, and he cleaned it all up, and mom and dad came back. And we're like, oh, I saw you had a party. That's great. You want to get pizza? Well, it's not a big hit.
So Amanda's like, girls, you want to eat at the table or you want to eat like crazy people on the couch? And one of them goes, the couch, duh.
So they're all eating there, and they start playing truth or dare. And so it's like, so who in this room is the worst and why?
The worst to date.
Oh, worst to date. Oh, I thought it was just the worst.
No, it's the worst to date. And Lindsay goes, Paige, because she's like too high maintenance. And Paige goes, that is valid, actually. It's quite valid.
That's, yeah.
And Amanda reads the question, Truth, have you ever thought about cheating on your partner? But, like, only for revenge sex, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle. So, meanwhile, the boys are at their baseball place, and they're getting beers and chicken tenders and stuff like that. And Jordan's like, boys' night on three, and then we chug, because that's what we are. We're a bunch of bros having male bonding times. This, you know what this reminds me of? Now that I think about it, it reminds me of that time when I hung out with Tom Selleck and Leslie Nielsen, and we said, guys just have to be guys. Cheers, fellas.
So he goes, what? On boys night on three, one, and they're all just chugging. He's like, okay, well, all right. So Luke just does half, and Carl's like, oh, you kidding me, bro? You kidding me right now?
And Luke's like, oh, I'm on my second beer, Carl. I'm sorry, by second beer, I meant second girl I've already fucked since I've met you. What are you saying again?
Oh, yeah. Well, every guy that came chugged. So, oh.
Yeah.
So they start hitting balls, and
Carl goes.
Carl goes, God,
he's such a prick. He's like, Kyle, if you don't hit one ball, Jordan goes, you'll have to run around naked. You'll have to run around naked if you don't touch that ball. Run around, just bare butt out, naked, flaccid penis, waving in the wind.
Lois Score hits me in the face with her penis.
So Jules is like, I'm going to break this system just like my grandfather did, and I'm going to do a chili dare. And Amanda's like, okay, I dare you to have phone sex with Jordan right now. And Anna goes, so, strong dare. Strong dare.
So Jules calls up Jordan and starts having like phone sex with him, but as if she's presenting a PowerPoint demonstration. She's like, Jordan, are you still wearing pajamas? I'd love for you to slowly take them off. Thank you. What I need for you is to take them off and now caress yourself. And what we will demonstrate is that you're feeling aroused. Thank you.
And Jordan's like, should I get in a car and come over? I'm about to get come on. So tell me what you want. And she's like, actually, just finish myself off. Bye.
She's like, I just really want to feel you inside of me. All right, I feel it. It's my finger. Bye, bye, bye. Abort. And Kyle goes, wow, stage 5 clinger, right? Right.
So then Amanda's like, okay, Truth, if you were rescuing people from a burning building and you had to leave someone behind, who would it be? Jules, sorry.
It's like,
what the hell?
She goes, I'm sorry, I don't open up around people I don't trust. I'm like, what? Where did that come from?
Everyone's looking at her like, when did you become this monster? You know, like, she's usually nice. My God.
Did Jules eat the last of your guacamole? What happened?
Jeez.
She's like, well, I just don't trust Jordan. And Jules like, That's great. I love that. I have some notes on this meeting here. I hate that you're taking that out on me, though, because it really makes no sense. And my grandfather started chili in Cincinnati, and no one seems to care because every time I start telling about myself, Lindsay interrupts. So.
And Jules is like, what's the problem? And Amanda's like, well, if you trust a liar, does that make you a liar? And she goes, well, with all due respect, Kyle has cheated on you, so how do you trust him? And I just wrote, haha, go Jules.
The best part was that when she said, with all due respect, you're with Kyle and he cheated on you, she said it in the exact same way as when she told Jordan, I want to feel you inside. With all due respect, I want to feel you inside of me.
And Amanda's like, well, it's very different because there's a way to forgive someone who's lied once. Lied once? What world did he lie once? And maybe stuck to that lie, but that's like different than lying about their life in general.
Well, listen, I mean, yes, Jordan does lie about his life in general, so I also would have trouble trusting him, but I don't think that it then makes Kyle look any better. I mean, Kyle, would you rather have someone tell a whole bunch of little white lies than someone tell one big cheating lie? I don't know. It's a question for the ages.
Yeah, she's a fucking idiot. I can't believe that girl. And well, she's also just mean girling the new girl. You know, like, yeah. That's just a dick move, Amanda. Not cool. Not cool, Amanda.
Well, ultimately, she backpedals and she goes, maybe I'm just like triggered by lying. And Lindsay's like, oh, I'm triggered by lying too. I hate liars. It's a huge trigger for me, more than Amanda's trigger, just a little bit. You know, I know that she's triggered, but I'm triggered more. She's like, yeah, but you know, with Kyle, you know, just with the cheating. Yeah, I've been cheated on too. I've cheated on by men and Carl and Julan. Yeah, I've been cheated on.
You know, cheated on me, Chili. Chili cheated on me, and now I'm triggered by Chili. And Jules is like, geez, why is everyone so mean to me? So Lindsay goes, well, Amanda tells us, her bringing up something very dramatic in my life is not going to make me trust her more. Who cares, Amanda? Who are you? Like, what do you even
just
do?
You said that you would abandon her in a burning building because she's friends with Jordan.
You can't even fucking clean up your own Amazon boxes. Shut up, Amanda. Mess with Jules.
So Amanda's annoyed. So then Danielle, you know, she shows up. Like, there's like there's like a hayride that kicks her off, and she just like rolls up with her bag, and she comes, oh, I'm here! I made it off the jitney! I'm here! They're like, yay!
Yeah, like, wow, hi. So then Carl, back at the batting cage, Carl's like, oh, you're next, bud. you're next. And Luke,
yeah,
Luke's like, what? I'm five deep, dude. I guess they're talking about beers. And he goes, yeah, well, we had boys late night last summer. Did we have this pussy shit, dudes? Did we? And then we see their boys night when they were ordering food. And they're like, oh, well, three meatballs. And the guy's like, all right, so three balls. And Carl's like, all right, and then we'll order some zucchini dicks. Oh.
Wow. Saturday night's for the bros after all. Wow. Wow, gents. Wow. They're, okay, get in the box, Mr. Five Beers. Get in the box. Wow. So looks like fine. I'll go try to hit some balls. Okay. So he like goes to like step up a bat. And Carl's like, oh, guys, oh, Luke's going. I mean, everyone get your cameras out because everyone cares so much. I'm like, you're the one who just pressured him into doing this. And now you're acting like Luke was bragging about doing it.
He's just trying to start a fight with Luke. It's so funny. Luke does not care about this old idiot. You know,
he like literally does not care. Yeah. And so he's like, Luke is not a great athlete. He's like swinging and missing. And Carl's like, hey, Luke, you know, it's the Hamptons, right? You look like you're an extra on the Warriors.
He's like, that's okay, dude. I don't change for anyone. He goes, at the end of the day, all good, bro. Handshake. All right, so how many beers have you had, bro? Like 7? That's good, because no one cares. Do you hear that one, guys? No one cares.
He literally... he is so annoying. So Luke is like, oh, you know, okay, Carl, just throw it at me, whatever it is. He's like, oh, okay, all right. Let me do an impression of you. Okay, really? Like, hey, Sarah, let's go rock climbing. Yeah, nailed it, guys. Nailed it.
And Kyle's like, you asked Sarah on a date?
Meanwhile, shouldn't Kyle be outraged that Carl asked Sarah on a date while he was still dating Lindsay? In front of Lindsay?
Yeah. Carl's like, oh, she showed me the text. And Luke's like, it's not a date. Oh, rock climbing? He goes, I'm not going to fuck her, dude. I'm taking her rock climbing. Oh, yeah, you're not taking her rock climbing. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're not taking her rock climbing.
Yeah, he's like, well, why wouldn't I? We just had a friendly conversation. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? You would take her? Are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, well, if you know what? If you think I'm trying to smash her, then you're insecure with yourself.
What? What? Bro, more life. More
and
life.
Kyle.
Wanna have fun.
Kyle's like, dude, you're being such a bitch right now. Carl's been like gunning for him all night. Shut up too, Kyle. You and Amanda go shut up together somewhere. So Luke's like, you want me to go after a dude? Okay, I will. And then we'll talk. And Carl's like,
he goes, fuck that shit. And he like throws something on the ground. Cause now like he is like awakened the male model part of Luke. Luke's like, in case you forgot, I'm actually a male model and I probably have a big dick. So
and I'm not covered from hair to toe in hair. Or from head to toe in hair. Okay.
No, from hair to toe.
From hair to toe.
My hair has hair. Your hair has hair. I have tuna salad. So Carl's like, I want you to talk to me like a man. Talk to me like a man. And then he like tries to come for Luke, and Jordan has to hold, then Jordan has to hold him back. It is truly like the worst 80s movie I've ever seen. Jordan's like, no, let me hold you back.
No, bro.
Wow. This reminds me of when I was running from the bulls in Pamplona, and there running along with me was none other than Bo Bridges. And I was like, Bo, you're running too slowly. You're going to get hit. And he was about to get hit, and I jumped in front of that bull, and I said, you slow down, Mr. Bull. That man is a treasure. And the bull stopped.
And Carl goes, oh, if you're talking to Sarah, then I'm going to talk to Hannah. Good luck, loser. Have fun with that.
Truly the whitest fight we've ever seen on TV. It was amazing.
Yeah. And that brings us to the end of Summer House, everybody.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening. You know, of course, go to watchcraptins.com to get tickets to our shows and merch. Sign up on Patreon, all that good stuff. And we will talk to you on the next episode.
Later, suckers.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hazel Irvin here, and I'm at Mammoth Insurance in Leeds, where Kate has arranged an office chair race to fundraise for Sport Relief. And these riders have got their kit on. They are rearing to go. And they're off. Taking an early lead and smashing injustice right out of the park, it's Daphne from accounting riding the spreadsheet demon chair. Up comes Nina from HR on Beat Me and You're Fired, closely followed by Mark from marketing on the 9-to-5 chair. Even Javid from health and safety's at it, waving his clipboard like crazy. Go easy there, Javid. We don't want any injuries, fella. And from nowhere, it's Jenny on El Cerro Loco, rolling right over poverty to cross the line first. And the crowd goes loco. Unbelievable. You can help change the world too. Just get your exclusive Sport Relief merchandise at your nearest Sainsbury's. Sport Relief. It's game on. This message was brought to you by Acast.